Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Josh, the NFL's gone soft again.
Again?
Yep.
How many times can they do this?
It's just going to keep getting softer and softer and softer until it disappears entirely.
They're going to put them in skirts?
Today, they outlawed the, or I guess it was yesterday. Sorry, we had sandwiches during the break. Shout out Pickleman's.
Hell yeah.
Fire. Also shout out Alyssa. Who's really always looking out for us.
She really is.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
We're locked in this room for 4 hours at a time.
It's very, from the bottom of our hearts, it's very appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL is soft. And they have outlawed something that I will miss greatly and that happens all the time. The hip drop tackle.
You love the hip drop tackle?
What was your favorite hip drop tackle,
the
Josh?
One that had Mark Andrews out for the entire season?
The one that broke his foot or whatever it was? I think people are going a little bit overboard with the whole NFL is going soft thing.
Always are.
Although I will say this about the specific outlawing of this rule. It may be a little bit difficult to enforce. And
feels like a real judgment call, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's, like, think about a situation that comes up where we always do this with very specific scenarios when we change rules, as we did with, like, NIL and, like, what happens when this happens? And, you know, those situations went way beyond our wildest dreams. But, like, think about a situation where, you know, you're in a playoff game, and a guy breaks a couple tackles and he's running down the sideline or toward the middle of the field, I should say. And the only choice the guy has to bring him down, safety who's gotten beat, is the hip drop tackle. And it potentially saves a touchdown or saves a game or saves a Super Bowl, or like whatever it might be. You're going to penalize him for it? It seems a little odd, right? Back in my day, Josh, football was get the guy to the ground.
Right.
Now, there are player safety initiatives. You can't rip a guy's face off. That's illegal. I think that's good. I think that's a good thing.
Good rule. Good line to draw.
And then you can't reach inside of his pad and grab the horse collar and rip him down that way.
Good rule.
Although, I don't know how much we've seen guys get hurt on that specific play before. It's certainly a dangerous play, but it's all dangerous. And now we can't attach ourselves to their hips and then just dead weight them to the ground because Mark Andrews got hurt one time. I just think if we go too far down this line, you start to wonder about, all right, how much further are we going to take this before it's really seriously not tackle football anymore? And like, I don't want to overreact because I think it's a play and it's a style that doesn't happen that often. We did see a guy get hurt on it, but I don't know. You tackle the guy, you know, and sometimes guys get hurt when you tackle guys. And that's kind of part of the deal.
Here's the biggest change for you, the football viewer. When you watch football with your group of friends, now that guy that yells holding on every play is going to yell, hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
Hip drop.
That does.
That's a hip drop.
That sucks.
And that guy, kick that guy out. You don't have to sit there and be like, and wait till the end of the game and then be like, oh, I'm never inviting Jeff to a game again.
Yeah, it's
definitely. Kick him out right there and then.
You're right about that, too. It's definitely turned football watching into a much more tenuous experience Like, there's so many things of what that could have been, interpretations of rules. Is it a catch? Is it not a catch? Do we go to replay? Can we go to replay? Can we challenge this? Is that a hip drop tackle? Is it a face mask? Is it holding? Like,
Point where we know enough to, like, okay, we know more about football than the generation that came before us or the generation that came before them. But also in just generally in society, in myself included, everyone thinks they're smarter than they actually are. Not just about sports, but like everything.
We also have this in the NFL today. The kickoffs. We've been talking about doing something to this all year or for a long time now as kickoffs have become pretty much obsolete. Makes not much sense to take one out unless there's a, you know, unless there's a huge wind behind you or something like that. You feel it at the goal line and everybody's slow. There's really no reason to take it out anymore.
Right.
So during the 2024 season, kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40, and at least 9 members of the team of the return team will line up in a, quote, setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard lines. Up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and 20-yard line. So 2 returners, they can only be in a certain zone, and then the receiving team has to line up in a certain zone, and then the kicking team lines up on their spot, which is a whole lot closer to the return team. So you're taking out a lot of the, you know, the high velocity hits.
Yeah, the crashing of bodies.
No one other than the kicker and returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks will now be marked at the 30, and no fair catches will be allowed. In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and then would be allowed to use the NFL's traditional onside kick formation. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed.
Oh, remember that time in the Super Bowl?
That's a bummer. I mean, that's a real bummer. And, yes, there's a lot about this. Oh. I mean, you're seeing all the graphics today on the kickoffs.
So that was really complicated to explain, but watching a clip of it, it's what the XFL did.
Yeah.
Last year, 2 years. When did the XFL play? I don't know.
I don't either. But it's it seems a little... What would you call it, Josh? It seems a little, it's kind of got like a kid's kind of video game kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
right?
I mean.
Like there's all these rules, no surprise onsides, anything like that. Like, I don't know.
I'm a little stuck because I guess I like that they did something because I would just flip to almost literally anything else for 10 minutes because it was commercial.
Yeah.
A nothing kickoff commercial. So, I guess I credit them for doing something. I don't know that this is it. It might need a couple tweaks, a couple little tweaks.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see, I guess.
You're obviously trying to take out the concussion deal.
What am I going to do? Not watch football? No.
Which is fine. But then we actually potentially could get action on this play now, which is fine. Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell says he was in favor. Quote, you felt like that took a significant amount of plays out of the game, and those were from special teams, and you don't make it up really anywhere else, and so we put an emphasis on it, so I believe in it. On Monday, owners also approved 3 other rule changes, like I said, the hip drop tackle.
That was unanimously passed.
Allowing teams to receive a 3rd challenge after 1 successful challenge. Previously, teams had to be successful on 2 challenges to receive a 3rd. This proposal was submitted by the Lions. And if there is a double foul during a down in which there is a change or changes of possession, including if one of the fouls is a post-possession foul by a team during a scrimmage kick, the team last gaining possession will keep the ball after enforcement for its foul, provided it did not foul before gaining the possession.
That was a lot of words you said, Connor.
It doesn't make any sense.
I understood some of them.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come up at some point. But
Packers, Niners, and Raiders said no to the new kickoff.
Text from the 402, Scott Frost hates this new kickoff rule. How's he supposed to do his surprising onsides?
He sure does.
All right. That's all the football talk we got today. I guess Troy Dannon's talking later. But that's after our show. We don't have to care about that today.
Oh, good. All right. Thank God.
We'll come back with more. We'll touch on some women's basketball from last night. There is a few things going on. And a bigger picture question about the sport. Coming up on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.